Several dozen protesters began the day outside the Royce Federal Building in downtown Milwaukee, where Democratic Senator Herb Kohl has an office. They started their rally with a song urging the protection of social programs like Social Security and Medicare.
I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna let it shine.
Reverend Willie Briscoe addressed the rally. He's head of the Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope. Briscoe says the coalition also wants a fiscal cliff deal to include more taxes on the wealthy and a job creation plan. Briscoe insists he's pushing both Republicans and Democrats.
We ask the Democrats to stick to your guns, do what you said you were going to do, get off your duffs and work hard. We ask the Republicans to come together. The election is over. You lost.
Federal security officers at the Royce Building at first prevented a small group of protesters from delivering a petition to Senator Kohl's office, but two protesters later succeeded in doing so. Kohl released a statement saying Congress should first act on areas of agreement, like preventing tax increases on the middle class and fixing the alternative minimum tax. A small group of demonstrators later met with Republican Senator Ron Johnson's staff at the Milwaukee Federal Courthouse. A statement from Johnson says he doesn't believe there is any federal program that should escape being reviewed for effectiveness and spending restraint. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.